Welcome to a podcast about leadership, a program dedicated to helping you unlock your leadership potential, presented by AIR Consulting. I'm your host, Tom Fox. This is the first episode in our skill series. In this series, we'll explore the 45 skills represented in the AIR Leadership Framework in 5 minutes or less, so that you can learn and then get back to leading. Today, we're starting with a skill identified by our 2024 Leadership Trends Survey as one of the most important for leaders in the coming year, self-care. Leadership is a journey filled with challenges. From the relentless demands leaders face each day to the weight of making decisions that will impact not only you, but your entire organization. Faced with these challenges, most leaders' instinct is to grind it out and put in endless hours at the office. After all, this hustle is almost universally celebrated and is probably what helped many of us get to where we are today. But contrary to what many of us think, sacrificing time for yourself doesn't actually lead to more productivity or success. In fact, recent studies show that 70% of senior leaders are burned out. This not only stifles leaders' creativity and decision-making, but also poses a risk to mental and physical health. If overwork and burnout are the problems, self-care is the solution. Self-care is important because effective leadership begins with self-leadership. And it's hard to do that if we're running on empty. Self-care involves more than indulgent activities like a spa retreat or taking a mental health day, though those are nice. It's about deliberate efforts to maintain our well-being, ensuring we're calm, focused, and resilient. Recognizing the importance of these elements in our lives is essential for sustained performance and health. So, how can we weave self-care into our busy lives? Here are a few practical tips. Schedule it. Treat self-care with the same importance as a business meeting. Block off time in your calendar for activities that replenish your energy. Set boundaries. Learn to say no by protecting your time and well-being by setting clear boundaries around work hours and commitments. Find what works for you. Self-care looks different for everyone. Whether it's a hobby, exercise, meditation, or spending time with loved ones, find what recharges you and make it a non-negotiable part of your routine. Now, time to reflect. How are you currently practicing self-care? Are there areas where you could improve? Self-care goes beyond personal growth. It sets a precedent for your team. By prioritizing your well-being, you underscore its value, promoting a culture of health and resilience among those you lead. Remember, focusing on self-care is not selfish, it's strategic. By taking care of your mental, emotional, and physical well-being, you're not just improving your own life, you're enhancing your ability to lead effectively. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on future episodes. To discover more about AIR, our leadership framework, and how we empower leaders to navigate change and shape a better future, we invite you to explore our resources and insights. Visit us at airconsulting.com. That's AIIRconsulting.com. Until next time, be sure to make time to take good care of yourself.